For the first time ever, Northwest Arkansas will host the NCAA Men's and Women's Division I Golf Championships in May. Both tournaments will be at Blessings Golf Club in Fayetteville. The University of Arkansas will be the host institution for the championships. That will require volunteers for back-to-back weeks from May 17th through the 29th. Annie DeGrand is Senior Event Director with the firm Octagon, and she's leading the effort to get ready. She says there will be jobs for hundreds of volunteers.
So obviously volunteers are a huge part of what we're going to do in May, but we've been working on this project now for many months, and luckily we have had several entities who have come together. Our background is in golf events, so we kind of can come at it from that angle and know kind of the framework that it will take to put on this event. Obviously, the NCAA has been a huge help there, but there is a framework that we have of different volunteers that we've needed at other events that we know we will need, and that kind of has helped us. And then we just start talking to people, you know. For the volunteers in particular, we've outlined several chairman roles, which is sort of like a senior leadership role within the volunteer. And so we had the opportunity to go speak to some people and see if there might be interest to identify those people. And then from identifying the chairman roles, we've now opened it up to the public to kind of see who else might be interested. So hoping to have about 500 people raise their hand and express interest to come out and help us out in May.
What would a volunteer do?
So there are many different opportunities. That's what's so cool about it. Some people think golf event, you have to have some sort of interest or knowledge of golf, but that's not true at all. We certainly have roles for the golf fans, whether it's being out on the course as a spotter or a marshal or driving golf carts, kind of being acting as transportation for the players. But we also have roles for people who aren't golf fans or don't know much about the game, whether it's welcoming teams as part of the hospitality committee, working at admissions, taking tickets, that sort of thing. So there's truly a myriad of opportunities available.
Okay, excuse my naivete. A spotter, is that someone who says, hey, the ball bounced over here and you...
Yep.
Oh.
It's somebody who's standing out on the course and saying, hey, your ball went that way. It's maybe look behind those trees or depending on, you know, play.
But don't get hit by the ball.
Stay out of the way. Exactly.
So this is the men's and the women's national championships. Yep.
Absolutely. Both weeks. They're back-to-back. It's a two-week event, which is really unique. So I think I'd have to look. Maybe it's like over 4,000 shifts that we have to fill, volunteer shifts, just to put it into context.
4,000?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's unique. I have experience working on the LPGA event. We have 1 week, 3 days of actual championship play. That's pretty much tripled, quadrupled. So totally different level, totally different ball game, which is kind of fun and exciting. I did mention we are looking for 500. We've already had over 225 people register. So that's a huge, and we just opened up registration on Monday. So.
This is a big deal. This is the NCAA championships, men's and women's. It only happens once a year.
Mm-hmm.
It travels. It gets awarded. And some places get awarded more often.
Yes. You know? Yes. So it's a huge deal for Fayetteville. It's an amazing opportunity. We've never had this opportunity before. So the first time, it'll really shine a national spotlight on Blessings Golf Club, the University of Arkansas, and our Northwest Arkansas community, which is really exciting. And, you know, I think about Blessings. Not everybody's had the opportunity to be out there. What a beautiful course to be able to showcase that on a national standpoint. On a national standpoint is really exciting for us.
You mentioned you've been working for months. You've been working with the NCAA. What's the exponential now build? I mean, we're in December.
Mm-hmm.
You're already working. When do you expect it will really...
Oh, gosh. I feel like we're already... it's already, but I think it'll... After the new year, we've got some really exciting plans up our sleeves. And so when we are able to start announcing those things and unrolling those, I think it's just only going to... It's kind of like a snowball. It's going to keep building and building.
Where are you going to announce these new things? Where should we be looking?
Check out NCAAGolf19.com. All the information is there. I'm sure you can find it at ArkansasRazorbacks.com as well, but NCAAGolf19.com.
It's in Fayetteville, of course, Blessings course, but I imagine you're going to get volunteers from all over the place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think you'll see people from as far north as maybe Joplin. You might see some people traveling in from Little Rock for this. But the community of Northwest Arkansas has really rallied around it already. You'll see there's going to be a big impact, you know, up in Bentonville, Bella Vista, Rogers, and down here in Fayetteville as well. So definitely check it out. It's not just a Fayetteville event by any means.
Golf Channel broadcasts the championships?
Yep. Golf Channel. It'll play live on Golf Channel both weeks. So there's a match play component and an individual component that'll both be aired on Golf Channel.
Finally, I know with the LPGA tournament, there is that loudest hole in golf. That doesn't seem to be an NCAA sort of thing.
You know, it's funny. We were in Stillwater last year, and they had music playing on the first tee. There are some unique different elements that we may roll out here that you may not expect. Mm-hmm. So we definitely want to get fans excited and energized about golf, and hopefully the Razorbacks will be playing those weeks as well. So hopefully we'll have good crowds out there supporting our teams.
NCAA golf19.com.
Yes.
And that's where would-be volunteers can go?
There's a link on there. You can check out all the committees. The great thing about registering to volunteer is you can pick your own shifts. So you register, you get to pick out exactly what times, exactly what committees you want to be a part of, and all of the information is on that website.
What's your handicap?
Oh, gosh. I don't even golf, sadly.
Okay, nor
sadly,
do I.
Bad question. Yeah.
I keep the blood pressure low.
Yes. I'm a big fan, though.
Very good. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Annie DeGrand is Senior Event Director with Octagon and is leading the effort to arrange volunteers and more for the 2019 NCAA Men's and Women's Golf Tournaments. The tournaments will be held on back-to-back weeks from May 17th through the 29th at Blessings Golf Club in Fayetteville. You can find out more at NCAAGolf19.com.